we'll get through this as we have the others.
Eastern Kentucky University President Doug Whitlock, who has led the Richmond School through a number of funding cuts stretching back to 2007. Governor Beshear is suggesting higher education support be reduced by 6.4%. For EKU, that would mean about $4.5 million. Whitlock has implemented a hiring freeze and expects the workforce to be smaller next year. The Eastern president is not anticipating layoffs, but does expect fewer employees through retirements and people leaving. Whitlock says the size of classes could change.
We've got to remain cognizant in that, though, that those decisions can have an impact on students' academic progress and time to degree. So there's a lot of things that enter into that.
Whitlock says higher admission standards this fall resulted in a reduction in enrollment, which meant a tuition shortfall of about $3 million. While the legislature could opt to put more money back into higher education, Whitlock says it's still a big question mark.
I think it's going to be very difficult, if not impossible, to eliminate a cut of cuts altogether.
The Eastern president says higher education has fared better than other segments of state government in recent years. He says higher ed has been cut by about half as much as the rest of state government over the past 4 years. Reporting for WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.